ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनाववतो सहनो भुनक्तो सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। सो दिस् दि अध्यासः this self ignorance results in erroneous self perception, because of which there is erroneous self perception, which results in erroneous the superimposition of the limitations of the non self upon the self, and which results in erroneous notion about the self. And that erroneous notion about the self alone gives rise to even the need, actually, the fundamental problem, the common human fundamental problem of the sense of the smallness, being centered on I. The sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy, being centered on I, is due to the erroneous notion about the self, because of the needs. And the needs are emotional needs. Emotionally, you become needy. The sense that emotionally needy, the emotional needs are because of the erroneous notions you have about the self. And the erroneous notion that I am insecure, I am insignificant, I'm unhappy, I'm a mortal, etc. These erroneous notions are caused by the wrong notions. Notions are because of the superimposition of the limitations and the problems of the non-self upon the self. That is because of erroneous self-perception. That is because of self-ignorance, isn't it? It's a long thing you have to remember. Ajnanat, adhyasah, adhyasat. अध्यारोपः अध्यारोपात् अहंकारः अहंकारात् वाट्नौ नो देयर इज अ डिजायर द नीड्स एंड देन देयर इज अ द इमोशनल डिपेंडेंस एंड देयर बाय द नीड्स रिजल्ट इन वाट्नौ फंडामेंट द डिजायर आल्सो एंड दैट्स हाउ द वंस द डिजायर कम्स अ पिक्चर बी राग द्वेषास एंड देयर विल बी एजिटेशंस देन नो दिस अ कांस्टेंट देन द रिजल्ट द डिजायर्स रिजल्ट इन एक्शंस कर्म एंड कर्म. Once you do karma, you accumulate punya papa, and you have to exhaust the punya papa for which you have to be born again. This is how ajnanam results in what now? Samsara. And this samsara, once you accumulation of punya papa results in what? Exhaustion of the punya papa in the form of experience of pains and pleasures. And for that you need an instrument of experience also, which you are what of the mind. The sense organs. Among the instruments of sense organs are there, you need an instrument, the abode of experience also. You're blessed with the physical body, that's where born. Why the body is? Why are you assuming a body? Why the assumption of physical body? Because body is an abode of enjoyment, abode of experience. Why you need an abode of experience? Because the instruments of experience need a locus. In the locus. And the instruments of experience are what now? The sense organs and the mind. isn't it? So they all have to be there. For all of them to be alive, there must be energy for which pranas must be there. And this is, therefore, the mind is the main instrument of experience. And it goes, that is why, you know, the day after day after day, you go to experience punya papa. Every day you experience. In waking state, you experience the external world. In dream state, you experience the dream world. When you experience the external world, you experience waking pain and pleasure. When there's experience of the dream world, you experience dream pain and pleasure. And in between, you have some deep sleep state where you have rest. And this mind, this experience of dream pain and pleasure, or experience of external waking pains and pleasures, and during the experience of the external world, now every day, day by day by day, the mind is involved in this experience. And even when the parabdha gets so exhausted also, the mind does not die, it continues again next janma, assuming a new body. And not only janma, next janma, janma after janma, day after day, now week after week, fortnight after fortnight, month after month, year after year, it is how every day this experience of punya papa, experience of pains and pleasures. And even janma after janma, srishti after srishti, you have to go what now? Even pralaya after pralayam, srishti after srishti, the minds will be, mind with the, along with sukshma aspects will be coming back again and again, assuming a new body, which is called samsara. Understand now what is samsara? Huh? What is samsara? I remember very well. How adhyasaha results in samsaraha. This verse only tells you how adhyasaha results in samsaraha. What is samsaraha? The life of transmigration is what now involves life of fear. All the time there is sense of insecurity, fear and anxiety. You can't say there's a samsara, but there's no anxiety, fear and insecurity. Samsara itself, life of transmigration means it involves anxiety, it involves fear, it involves insecurity. Okay, there's no samsara without insecurity, anxiety and fear. The samsara means what now? There's a fear, there is insecurity and there is anxiety. And this samsara, he will be there, is caused by what? And he says, because of adhyasaha. He says only one line. And we have to give the whole picture. Whole picture. What is adhyasaha? Adhyasaha, adhyasaha means taking one thing for the other is adhyasa. Taking one thing for the other is adhyasa. Mistaking the one thing for the other is adhyasa. Take the anatma for the atma, atma of thereby, atma becomes the anatma. When you take anatma for the atma, atma becomes taken to be the anatma. Isn't it? And this erroneous perception of the self is because of self-ignorance. And this results in what? Adhyaropaha, superimposition of limitations of the anatma upon the atma. Thereby, what happens? There is a notion one has about one's own self is an erroneous notion. What is that notion? I am a mortal, I am small, I am insecure, I am insignificant, and therefore I am dependent on the external world for security and happiness. You know, that person, naturally he becomes dependent. When there is a notion, I am insecure, I am inadequate, I am insignificant, I am unhappy, then naturally I become dependent on the external world for my happiness and security. And the dependence is what now? Because having a need, being dependent is called being a needy. Once you become a needy, then there'll be desires. And the desires, that's how desires come. I want to be, I want to live long, I want to be happy. Why? I am unhappy is a notion, so I want to be happy. I'm inadequate, therefore I want to become, full. I want to be limitless. I'm a limited individual, I want to be limitless. I'm unhappy, I want to be happy. I'm a mortal, I want to live. So these results themselves come because of the wrong notions. Therefore, these wrong notions result in actually the needs, dependence. The dependence results in desires, and desires impel one to do actions. When the desires arise, you are helpless. Anything, whoever does anything, there's completely expression of one's inner pressure caused by desires. Desires alone cause pressure for a person. You know, any action, any activity is caused by the inner pressure, the desires only. And the desires then naturally, that's why activities and actions, once performed, definitely will produce what? Punyam or papam. The karma, isn't it? The phalam. And the fruits of those actions have to be exhausted in the form of experience of pains and pleasures. When they have to be experienced means you need instruments of experience, you need abode of experience, for which again there's assumption of a new body, again new birth. Once you're born again it continues. Okay? That's why you have to remember this mind. As long as ignorance is, self-ignorance is there, mind will be, mind will continue to survive. Nothing can destroy the mind. There's no such thing called destruction of the mind. Nothing in the world is capable of destroying the mind. Only in knowledge, mind will resolve by itself. As long as ignorance is there, mind will survive. What is the food for mind? What is which really keeps the mind sustained? It is the ignorance. Ignorance, self-ignorance alone maintains the sustenance of the mind. In knowledge, mind, you don't need to destroy it, it will resolve by itself. And as long as mind is alive, ignorance is there, mind will be there, mind will survive. And as long as mind survives, how? In keeping with the prarabdha, the mind will go through every day, there will be experience of pains and pleasure. Every day there is a waking state and the external world is experienced, there will be experience of pains and pleasures. Desirable, undesirable situations. And it goes every day by day, there is experience. And there is some rest in between, deep sleep state. And day after day, week after week, fortnight after fortnight, month after month, year after year, birth after birth, srishti after srishti. Mind will be coming and going. Okay? This is called what now? Beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths. It's called samsara. And this samsara is fraught with fear, anxiety and insecurity. Okay? Only in jnanam, mind will resolve. In the wake of knowledge of the self, and the self, this when you discover the fullness being the very swarupam of the self, naturally all the diseases will naturally resolve. Then the mind will resolve. Then you become free from all the wrong notions. I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, etc. All the wrong notions resolve, and all these punya papas also really become resolved, which means you become free from agami, sanchita, including the prarabdha also. You leave prarabdha, but without getting afflicted by prarabdha. Is it clear now? That's what he says here. How adhyasa results in, for which he gives a beautiful example. Rajju sarpavadatmanam.
Rajju sarpavadatmanam.
Jivo jnatva bhayam bahet.
Jivo jnatva bhayam bahet.
Naham jiva paratmeti.
Naham jiva paratmeti.
Naham jiva paratmeti.
Naham jiva paratmeti.
Jnatasche nirbhayo bhavet. Nirbhayo bhavet.
Nirbhayo bhavet.
See, Rajju Sarpavat. Just example. Look at the example first. Rajju Sarpavat. Rajju means rope, a piece of rope. And Sarpaha means snake. Vat means like. So Rajju Sarpavat means what? Just as you mistake the rope for a snake. You mistake the rope for a snake. Why is there error in your perception of the rope? Which means when you take the rope for a snake, your perception of the rope is erroneous, isn't it? Therefore, when you mistake the rope for a snake, purely because of your ignorance of what the rope is. When it is not seeing what the rope is the cause for mistaking the rope for a snake. Ignorance results in the erroneous perception. Ignorance of the rope results in the erroneous perception of a rope, isn't it, for a snake. You see the rope as a snake. Once you see the snake, that erroneous perception of the rope as a snake results in what? Fear. When you see the snake, there is fear. Even though this real snake is not there, but in your buddhi, there is a notion. The fear is caused by the real snake or the notional snake. The snake is in your buddhi, in your perception, in your notion that there is a snake. There is no real snake, isn't it? Therefore, this fear caused by the erroneous notion that there is a snake, erroneous knowledge, erroneous conclusion that there is a snake. There is a snake is an erroneous conclusion. Based on your erroneous perception, caused by your ignorance of what is not now, results in fear. So how can you resolve this fear? Is there any shortcut method to resolve this fear? Okay, when there is a fear of snake, you sit and meditate in a corner. For what? To resolve the fear. So meditation on anything will not remove the fear. In fact, you can't even focus in fear. How funny it is, imagine. Okay, you sit and sing bhajans in a corner, or go to temple, go for a pilgrimage, or eat prasadams. See, what whatever karma you do, that are written to japa. You do those things. Whatever japam you do, shiva, shiva, shiva. Even the fear, you will also be, in fact, you may be doing this. Really speaking, whatever you do, that will not remove the fear at all. No action you do will be useful. To remove the fear. So resolving fear is possible only when your conclusion that there is a snake, that wrong conclusion gate becomes corrected. There is no snake. There's no snake is the right conclusion. And there is snake is a wrong conclusion. The wrong conclusion has to go, for which right conclusion must be there, isn't it? The right conclusion is possible, right knowledge is possible, only if the error in your perception changes, gets corrected. The error in your perception can be corrected only if you know what is there is roop. So, knowledge of what is, a knowledge of what is roop, that knowledge alone will correct the error in your perception of the snake, the rope being a snake, and the correction of error in your perception of the snake alone, rope alone, what now will result in the right conclusion that there is no snake, and the right conclusion alone, when the conclusion is right, you don't need to push the fear away. The fear will resolve by itself. Is it clear now? Similarly, it's purely notional. Similarly, samsara also is in the notion only. The bondage of karma, the samsara, fraught with the fear, insecurity and anxiety, this life of transmigration fraught with this fear, the fear of death and anxiety and insecurity also will resolve by itself without being, there's no where to ask, where is samsara? What is samsara? Who has samsara? You'll ask that. Where is the snake? Like that you'll ask, where is samsara? Who has samsara? What is samsara? It will resolve by itself without making any effort. You don't need to free yourself from samsara. Where is samsara? Isn't it? You will resolve the samsara. Understand? You don't need to kill the snake to become free from fear. You don't need to really push aside the samsara to become free from the fear of samsara. Really speaking, samsara will resolve by itself, because samsara is only in your notion, in a wrong conclusion. That I am a mortal, I am bound, I am a limited being. This notion is responsible for your samsara. This notion also is there because of your I am a mortal, I am insignificant, I am insecure, I am unhappy, I am inadequate. These notions are all wrong notions, erroneous notions about the self, and these notions are all because of your wrong perception of the self, because of your ignorance of the self. So only in the wake of knowledge, this error in your perception of the self gets corrected, then the conclusion about the self also will be, what now, corrected, then right conclusion, in right perception, in perspective change, the samsara will resolve by itself. You don't need to really do anything specially to remove the samsara. So he says, therefore, jivaha jnatva bhayam vahet, atmanam jivaha jnatva, rajju sarpavat. When you see the mistake to rope for a snake, then it results in fear. The fear is caused by erroneous perception of the rope. Similarly, atmanam jivaha jnatva, mistaking the self for all pervasive reality, the self, mistaking the self, the all pervasive reality, for a limited individual, the jiva. When mistake the self for an individual, limited individual, a jiva, atmanam jivaha jnatva, then that results in what? The samsara, life of transmigration fraught with fear. Bhayam vahet. No one really You become burdened with the heaviness of fear in your mind. The sense of insecurity, inadequacy and anxiety and fear is there in the mind. And that fear is what? No. Really, you become heavy, burdened with the heaviness of the fear. Caused by what? My God, this the heaviness, you are burdened with the heaviness of fear, caused by what? Caused by your wrong conclusion about yourself. Is it? That's because of what? Because of ignorance of the self. Therefore, Rajju Sarpavatu, just as perception of the rope as a snake results in fear, perception of the Atma as Jiva alone results in samsara. Perception of the self as a Jiva results in samsara. Fear, okay? Samsara fraught with fear. What is I here? How do you say that? What does it mean? When you take the self or the Jiva means what? Jivaha means a limited individual. Who is a limited individual? I identified. When you say there's a I sense, isn't it? Aham. There's a knowledge I am, and this I sense identify. There's a sense, isn't it? I sense. That I sense identified with the mind, identified with the body, mind, sense complex. So, because we do not know what I is, what I actually means, what is the substance or the substantive I? You do not know, you know you are, but you do not know what you are. You know I am, but you do not know what I am. What is I is? This ignorance of not knowing what this I actually is results in what? Results in mistaking the mind, body, senses, body mind's complex for the I. What is actually I? I actually is Atma. I am Atma. But what do you say now? For you, the meaning of the word I is not the Atma. The meaning of the word I actually becomes the body, mind, sense complex. And which is Anatma. Non-self. Is it clear now? Therefore, this is called what now? When this Atmanam Jivo Gyatva. Atmanam Jivo Gyatva means what now? When you mistake the self for the non-self, identifying the self with the, having identity with the non-self, identifying the I with the non-self, non-I, thereby having what now? This is mistaking the self for the Jiva, results in samsara fraught with the fear. Is it clear? Therefore, similarly, na aham jivaha, na aham jivaha, paratma, aham paratma. I am not the jivaha. Okay? I am not a limited individual. When do you become a limited individual? If the I is identified with the body, mind, sense complex, then you are a limited individual. Understand? You want an you become a limited individual if your identity is with the body, mind, sense complex. If the identity is with the Atma, then you are Atma. But you do not know what Atma is. How can you have right identity when you do not know what you are? You do not know what you are, then you can't say what you are. You can't have right identity. Naturally, you have wrong identity. Therefore, he says, because of this, na, but in the wake of knowledge of what you are, naturally you will know what you are not. Shastra study first helps you understand what now helps you to distinguish yourself from the non-self, Atma from the Anatma, and thereafter Shastra study helps you to understand what you are not, and thereby Shastra study helps you to understand what you are. See, three steps, okay? First, Shastra study helps you to distinguish the self, you, from the non-you, non-self. Thereby, it helps you to understand what you are not, what all you mistake for yourself. And thereby, it helps you to arrive at what you are. So, in the wake of knowledge of what you are, then naturally, what will you say? That you are the Atma, the pure consciousness. Then naturally, what will you say then? Na aham jivaha. I am not a limited individual. Your identity is with Atma. You are a limitless reality. Your identity is with the limit body, mind, and complex. You are a limited individual. Is it clear now? But what you are, we are going to see later on. Therefore, na aham jivaha. I am not a limited individual. I am Atma. When you understand, I am para Atma. I, the self, am the absolute self, the consciousness. I am not a limited individual obtaining in this body, mind, and complex. Iti jnataha chet. Once this fact is understood. Jnataha means what now? If this fact is understood, that I, the self, am the absolute self. I, the self, am the Atma, the absolute self, Paratma. But I am not the unlimited individual. If this fact is understood, then the fear of samsara also will resolve. But samsara fraught with fear will resolve. Jnataha chet, if this fact is known, nirbhayaha bhavet, one becomes free from fear. The phenomenon called fear will disappear for him. Okay? One becomes free from fear means what? One becomes free from fear of death, and one becomes free from very fear, anxiety, one becomes free from very sense of insecurity and the bondage of samsara. Is it clear now? Now, next, here, I have to tell you something. And now he is going to explain to you next verse. It's very beautiful, this, how he is developing. Do you see the beauty of it? Step by step, we're developing. So here, why there is self-ignorance? Why we are not able to, isn't it? Self-ignorance is natural, uncreated. But why you are not able to see the self correctly? Why there is an erroneous perception? Why there is self-ignorance, isn't it? We have to see that. Atmava bhasa yatyeko. Atmava bhasa yatyeko.
Atmava bhasa yatyeko.
Buddhyadini indriyani. Buddhyadini indriyani. Deepo ghatadivat svatma. Deepo ghatadivat svatma.
Deepo ghatadivat svatma.
Deepo ghatadi vatsvatma. Jadais tairnava bhasyate. Jadais tairnava bhasyate. See what he says. Atma yekaha. Ye atma yekaha. Okay, only Atma, he says, avabhasayati, avabhasayati. Bhasayati means illumines. See, bhasate means shines, bhasayati means illumines. It's a causative. Bhasate, bhasayati. Okay, that's why sun is called bhaskaraha. Now, hey? Bhasate bhasayati iti bhas karaha, maker of the light. Bhas karoti iti bhas karaha. Bhas means light, not B-O-S-S. Huh? Bhas. So bhas is what now? Bhasate bhasayati. But avabhasayati. Avabhasayati means what now? Clearly it illumines. Then avabhasayati. Okay. Kaha avabhasayati? Atma avabhasayati. It is the Atma. Atma means what here? The all-pervasive reality. What is that all-pervasive reality? Which is the innermost self, essence of all the beings. Okay, all-pervasive reality, the innermost essence of all the beings, said to be the self of everything, the Atma. How many Atmas are there? Yekaha, that only secondless all-pervasive reality, which is the innermost self of all the beings, the self of all the beings alone, what now? Avabhasayati, illumines. Illumines what? Buddhi, adini, indriyani, he. Indeed, definitely, it is the Atma alone illumines all these, what now, inert instruments of knowledge and instruments of actions, thereby the entire physical body also. Okay, who illumines? What does it mean? It means this physical body, leave the physical body, now take these instruments of actions and instruments of knowledge, mind and five sense powers, all these six instruments of knowledge and plus powers of organs of actions, all of them, the instruments of knowledge, are said to be illuminators, you know. These five sense powers are illuminators, and then mind also is an illuminator. Okay. But how? The sense powers illumine what? These five sense powers illumine the external world of objects. Okay, external world of objects in five different forms are illumined by the sense powers. The sense powers are the lights, illuminators. But they are capable of illumining, they themselves are inert and insentient, but they become capable of illumining because they, that means they become conscious and sentient, being illumined by the mind. Understand now? The instruments of knowledge, illuminators, they become illuminators because of what now? Because they are illumined by the mind. And this mind also, what now, is inert by itself, insentient by itself. And this inert, insentient mind, how can it become illuminator of the sense organs? And this mind becomes the illuminator, becomes capable of illumining the senses because of what? Because of the manifestation of consciousness, the Atma. Because of the innermost, no, self, manifestation of the Atma, the consciousness. Is it clear now? Therefore, who is the illuminator of the mind now? So, illuminators of the external world are the sense organs. Mind is the illuminator of the sense organs. Atma is the illuminator of the mind. But who is the illuminator of the Atma? Atma is self-luminous, self-illumining, self-effulgent consciousness. Is it clear now? Therefore, in Drik Drishya Viveka, I taught you all, the very first verse, Shankara begins with, very beautifully he presents. There are three illuminators and three objects illumined. A set. No, the illuminator, one from what now? All the sense organs are the illuminators of the external world. And mind is the illuminator number two, illumining the sense organs. And the mind is illumined by, illuminator of the mind is the Atma, Sakshi, Chaitanyam. So, illuminator one, two, three. Of all of them, Atma is the absolute illuminator, whereas the mind and sense organs are relative illuminators. Got it? That means they do not have the capacity to illumine anything. They are dependent on the Atma only. Therefore, when even mind and sense organs, which act as relative illuminators, they become illuminators because of what now? The blessings of the Atma. Therefore he says, Buddhi Adini Indriyani. Adini means what now? Etc. Buddhi, Manaha, Buddhi, Chittam, Ahankara. Okay? Buddhi Adini Indriyani. All. No? Shrotram, Netra. No? You can say Chakshuhu, Granaha. All these five senses. All the instruments of knowledge. Not only knowledge, also instruments of activities and the physical body, all of them, what now? Atma ekaha avabhasayati. Atma alone illumines all of them. Which means Atma alone illumines all of them means, through illumining them, Atma lends existence to them. Just as the opaque object, even though is not created by the light, the opaque object, when it is covered by darkness, even though it is present, it is as good as non-existent. Only when the opaque object shines, it has the status of being existent, isn't it? The non-shining opaque object is as good as non-existent. The shining opaque object alone has a status of being existent. Therefore, the light alone lends existence to the opaque object through illumination. So now, light lends existence to the... See, I tell you, the water lends existence to the ocean. Is it clear now? Similarly, here light lends existence to the opaque object through what now? Through illumination. Similarly, so here he says, Atma alone lends existence to all these instruments of knowledge through illumination, through knowledge. By lending consciousness and sentiency, it led by through illumination, through lending knowledge, it illumines, lends existence to them. There is the capacity to illumine also. Therefore, whereas the sense organs, all these instruments of knowledge being illumined by the Atma, they are incapable of illumining the Atma. Is it clear now? Opaque object can never illumine the light. Why? The opaque object is dependent on the light to come into existence, to shine. Where is the question of illumining the light? Similarly, these mind and sense organs, which are illumined by the Atma, can never illumine the Atma. Do you get what I'm saying? Similarly, he gives example. Deepaha ghatadivat. Deepaha ghatadivat. Deepaha means a lamp, isn't it? Light. If the light is lit inside the room, the light can shine. Okay, the light can illumine the opaque objects inside the room. The light lit, well lit light can illumine the opaque objects such as pot, etc. Whereas the ghata adi, pot, etc., the opaque objects, which are dependent on the light to come to light, the opaque objects are incapable of illumining the light. There is no such a thing called opaque object illumining the light. Opaque object is illumined by the light. It can never illumine the light, isn't it? In the same way, just as deepaha ghatadivat, just as opaque objects such as the pot, etc., cannot illumine the light because they are illumined by the light. In the same way, mind and sense organs, the instruments of knowledge, which are illumined, even the lent existence, made conscious and sentient, and made capable of functioning as sense organs, and they illumined by the Atma, cannot illumine the Atma. Is it clear now? That's what he says. Atma jadaihi taihi deepaha ghatadivat. Just as light cannot be illumined by the opaque objects such as pot, etc., isn't it? The pot, etc., the opaque objects can shine in the presence of the light, but they cannot illumine the light. Similarly, Atma jadaihi taihi na avabhasyate. In the same way, Atma, the consciousness, the self, the innermost self, the consciousness, the substance of the substantive I also cannot be or is not illumined by those inert material instruments of knowledge such as mind and senses. Jadaihi taihi means what now? By those inert instruments of knowledge such as mind and sense organs, etc., Atma is not illumined, not illuminable. Like what? Like how the pot, etc., cannot illumine the light. Because how can the opaque object, which is dependent on light to become illumined, how can it illumine the light? Bring the light to light. Is it clear now? Basically, now why there is no knowledge of the self? Is it clear now? Because knowledge of anything which rises in the mind is only of an object. Knowledge is always of an object. Knowledge in the mind is always of an object. Because the mind is programmed Your mind is extroverted. Mind is an instrument of knowledge, and it is only for what? Only to mind is capable of only knowing which are external to it. The knowledge is always of an object only. Is it clear? That is very beautifully said here. Got the meaning here? Now what is the proof now? What is the proof that there is Atma? Like when you say, oh, I see the opaque object here. Okay, opaque object is there. What is the proof that there is light? The opaque object shines itself is the proof for the light being there. Opaque object shines itself is the proof for the light being there. Similarly, what is the proof that Atma is, the consciousness is? The mind and sense organs, the instruments of knowledge, which are material products and which are inert by themselves, which are of the nature of inertness, which cannot be conscious and sentient, thereby which cannot be independently function as sense organs also, such they are functioning, they are conscious and sentient, they are existent, they itself is the proof for the Atma being there. Is it clear now? But we'll see that anyway. It's going to make it very clear. So this is very important what he says here, Shankara. See, it is because of the presence of the Atma, the consciousness, because of the blessings of Atma alone, first of all the mind shines, then sense organs shine, and then they become capable of illumining also because of the presence of blessings of the Atma. But the people who do not have discrimination, and what will they think? Oh, mind functions by itself, sense organs functions by themselves, they independently functioning. They think they all function independently. In fact, function of any sense organ, function of mind is impossible without their becoming conscious and sentient. And for them to become conscious and sentient, they must have the status of being existent, and for which they need what now? The blessings of consciousness. That means what? There is no such thing called independent life, okay? Independent functioning of the mind and sense organs is impossible. Mind and sense organs can never function independently without the grace of the Atma. Being present is well now, being graceful, okay? Presence of Atma is blessing. Okay. Svabodhena. Are you following or not? I'm not feeling sleepy, no? Okay. Hope you don't feel bored with my repetition. I'm repeating a lot mainly so that you will remember it forever. Because I enjoy every verse of what I'm teaching. I'm just with it. If you want, you can wash your face and come and sit, or you can have one more tea, cup of tea, if anybody feels sleepy. Swabodhe
Swabodhe
Nanya Bodhe Cha
Nanya Bodhe Cha
Bodha Rupatayatmanaha
Bodha Rupatayatmanaha
Swabodhe Nanya Bodhe Cha Bodharupatayatmanaha Nadipasyanya dipecha.
Nadipasyanya dipecha.
Yata swatma prakashane.
Yata swatma prakashane.
Swabodhe nanya bodhecha.
Swabodhe nanya bodhecha.
Bodharupatayatmanaha. Nadipasyanya dipecha.
Nadipasyanya dipecha.
Yatha swatma prakashane.
Yatha swatma prakashane.
Okay, look at this. See, for an object to be known, listen to me carefully. For any given object to be known, the knowledge must rise in the buddhi, isn't it? The knowledge must happen. Knowledge should rise in the intellect, in the mind. There must, knowledge must become manifest. For example, see, there is a cup, is knowledge, isn't it? So, for this object to be known, this is a tumbler, this object to be known, there must be knowledge. If there is no knowledge, this object will be unknown. Unknown object is as good as non-existent. You understand very clearly, okay? For a given object to be known, for a given object to become the known, there must be knowledge of in the mind. This is a cup. Understand, for this object to be known, the knowledge must manifest in the buddhi. There must be, knowledge must rise. If there is no knowledge, this is a cup, then even if it is there, it is what now? Unknown. Unknown thing is as good as non-existent. Is it clear? So if the whole jagat is what now? Being an object of knowledge, all the world is in constant what now? World is nothing but full of objects of knowledge. And all the objects which obtaining in this world, they, for them to become known, there must be knowledge of those objects. So many things do not exist for me, you know, as long as there is no knowledge. IKEA itself was non-existent for me until I came to UK. Why? Because there must be knowledge here, only then IKEA is existent, because it's knowledge. Is it clear now? So the object, for any object to be known, to have the status of being existent, is dependent on the rising of knowledge. Is it clear? Whereas, Atma being the very knowledge, pure knowledge, Atma being the pure knowledge, is not dependent on any rising of knowledge. For Atma to be known is not dependent on any knowledge. An external object is dependent on the knowledge to become known, knowledge should rise. Whereas Atma being pure knowledge, Atma is of the nature of knowledge. Therefore, Atma is not dependent on knowledge, is it? Rising of knowledge to become known. What does it mean? Atma is the very source of knowledge, because of which alone knowledge of any object is possible. Hope you're getting what I'm saying. Is it clear now? Atma is of the nature of knowledge. And because Atma, very Swarup, means knowledge. And because of whose presence alone, knowledge of anything is possible. Therefore, Atma is not dependent on a given particular rising of knowledge to become known. Any knowledge is of anything is because of Atma, the source of knowledge. Therefore, one particular knowledge need not rise in the buddhi to know the knowledge, to know what Atma is. To know what this is, there must be knowledge. This is a mic. If I do not know what this is, and for me, there must knowledge should rise. This is a mic. Knowledge should rise. Only then this becomes known. What is this? This is a computer. Knowledge should rise. Only then this object, computer, becomes known. If it is no knowledge rises, this object will be unknown. Whereas Atma need not be known. First of all, Atma need not be known. Why? Because, which means Atma is self-existent. The external object needs to be known in order to become existent. Not to have status of being existent. Whereas Atma need not be known to become existent. Why? Because no knowledge needs to rise, is it, for Atma to become known. Why? Because Atma is the very source of knowledge. Atma is of the nature of knowledge. Like what he says, if something is darkness is there, a place is dark, opaque things are there, then you have to go into that room, there's no power, something is wrong with that bulb, what do you need to take a torchlight and go. Okay? You can use your torchlight only to walk into the dark room. When there is bright sun, okay, and do you think you need to carry the torchlight to see whether sun is there or not? You don't need to carry the torchlight to see the sunlight. You are walking into the dark room where there is no any light at all, then you need to carry the torchlight. So light is not required to see the light, to know whether the light is there or not. Why? Because light is what now? Self-luminous. Light is of the nature of self-revealing, self-effulgent, isn't it? Light is of the nature of self-effulgence. Therefore, light does not require another light to come to light. Sun is not dependent on another torch light or candle light to come to light. Whereas all the opaque objects are dependent on light to come to light. In utter dark room, you need to know what are all the things there. You need to take the light, torch light or candle light. And in the light, you can see, you have to see, oh, this is Tamla, then this is my, so you have to see. Opaque objects alone, for the opaque objects to come to light, there's a need for the light. Similarly, for the world inert objects to become known, there must be what? Knowledge. Got it? Just as sunlight does not require another light to become known, Atma, the pure knowledge, source of knowledge, does not require knowledge to become known. Hope you got it. Atma, the pure knowledge, the source of knowledge, the pure consciousness, Atma, which is of the nature of knowledge, does not require the manifestation of given knowledge, isn't it? Knowledge to be known. That is external world of objects, inert world of objects, what now? Are dependent on the rising of knowledge to become known. Got it? It become very clear. So he says, that's what he says here. Swabodhe, swabodhe, na anyabodha iccha. Swabodhe, na anyabodha iccha. Iccha here means the need actually, okay? Desire, actually desire. Anyabodha iccha means what now? Anyabodha means the knowledge. Okay, knowledge need, there's no need for the knowledge to rise. There's no need for the knowledge to rise for the Atma to become known. Swabodha means what now? Atma bodha. Swabodha means Atma bodha. Atma bodha means what now? For the knowledge of the Atma. Isn't it? For the knowledge of the Atma. Swabodha. Why Swabodha? Atma, which is of the nature of knowledge, does not require another knowledge to become known. Atma bodhe anya bodha iccha na. Iccha means need here. There's no need for knowledge for the Atma to become known. Atma bodha means what? Atma, which is of the nature of knowledge. Which is the nature of pure knowledge, does not require, does not need, isn't it, the knowledge to become known. Whereas, the external world of objects require, needs the knowledge to become known. Is it clear now? Where he says, Bodha Rupataya Atmanaha. Swabodhe na anyabodha iccha. So to know the Atma, you don't need another knowledge. To know the world, you need the knowledge. For the world to become known is dependent on the knowledge. For you to know you are, do you need any knowledge? To know you are, to know you are, should there be any knowledge? Am I here? How to know I am? Okay, to know there is light, then what now? Then must be sense perception. There is light, the knowledge must be there. If there is no knowledge in the mind, that knowledge, then they can't say there is light. But to know you are, you don't need any perception. Other thoughts should not be there. To know you are, you don't need any light. To know the world is, you are, that light is required. Knowledge is required. Therefore, Swabodhe na anyabodha iccha. There is no need for the knowledge to know the self, for the Atma to the self to be known. Why? Because bodha rupataya atmanaha. Atmanaha bodha rupataya. Because Atma is of the nature of pure knowledge. Bodha rupaha. In what form Atma is? Atma is in the form of knowledge. What is the form of the Atma? What form the self is? The form of the Atma is pure knowledge. Atma is of the nature of pure knowledge. Atma's form itself is pure knowledge. Therefore, Atma does not require, is not dependent on the knowledge to become the known. Whereas the other than the Atma, everything else is dependent on the knowledge to become the known. Like what? He gives a beautiful example. Na deepasya anya deepa icha. Na deepasya anya deepa icha. See, when the candle light is there, candle light or any light, one source of light is not dependent on an other source of light to come to light. See, even the candle light is burning, the candle light is not dependent on this light, what now, to come to light. And even this light is not, okay, is there light here or not? Let me bring the torch and see. One light, one source of light does not require another light to come to light. Why? Because light is of the nature of what now? Effulgent, self-effulgent, self-revealing, self-luminous. Light being self-luminous, it does not require another light to come to light. So also, Atma being pure knowledge, it does not require knowledge to become the known. Okay? So, yatha na deepah, deepasya, anya deepa icha, yatha sva atma prakashane. Just as a light, any source of light, does not require another light to reveal its existence, to reveal its presence, to come to light. One light does not require another light to come to light. Similarly, Atma does not require another knowledge to be known, to become the known. Why? Because Atma is of the nature of knowledge, pure knowledge. Therefore, it's a very subtle lesson. Hope you understood it. There is knowledge. Okay, what is knowledge now? I told you already. Knowledge involves two aspects. You have to remember now. Okay, keep the book down and you can listen to me. Knowledge is antahkarana vritti jnanam. Vritti jnanam is knowledge. And this knowledge involves what? Two aspects. Knowledge, experience, cognition, perception. All these things we have to remember what? All these things are actually the vritti jnanam only. So experience or knowledge involves, there must be experience for a given thing to become the experienced. Without the experience, a given object becomes what now? Unexperienced. Unexperienced is unknown. Unknown is as good as non-existent. So for an object to have the status of being existent, it must become the known, for which it must be the experienced, for which it is dependent on the experience. What is experience? Experience or knowledge involves two aspects. So it's like what? An opaque object, to have the status of being the existent, what now? It has to shine. To shine, it is dependent on what? The light. Similarly, here also, the whole world of how it is dependent on knowledge. And what is knowledge? There must be illumination. Only then the opaque object can shine. The illumination involves two aspects. Electricity, not the pure electricity. The manifest electricity and the manifesting medium bulb together, what now, become the illumination. Similarly, here also, knowledge, when you say, it involves two aspects, vrittihi plus manifest consciousness is knowledge. What is knowledge? Manifestation of consciousness plus manifesting medium, the thought, together form the experience or knowledge. So, opaque object is dependent on illumination to come to light. And illumination involves what? Manifesting medium, the bulb and the pure electricity. In the same way, the whole external world of objects, the whole except the Atma, okay, the whole external world of objects is dependent on what now? Knowledge or experience to become experienced, to have the status of being existent. If there is no experience of the world is unexperienced world, is unknown world. Unknown is as good as non-existent. For the experience to be there, therefore what now? The world, to have the status of being existent, it has to be experienced. To be experienced, it is dependent on the experience. And the experience is possible only if there is what now? Manifest consciousness, manifestation of consciousness in the vrittihi. The vritti is not there, no experience is possible. Without the conscious manifestation of consciousness also, mere vritti alone cannot become the experience. Is it clear? Whereas, no vritti jnanam is required for the Atma to become existent. No vritti jnanam, the word vritti jnanam is required for the world to be experienced and for the world to be existent. Whereas Atma, for no vritti jnanam is required for Atma to become existent, to become known. What is the proof? The vritti jnanam is itself what now? It's a proof for the pure knowledge. Vritti jnanam is manifest knowledge. What is vritti jnanam? Manifest knowledge. Manifestation of knowledge means what? There is a original source of knowledge, without which manifestation is not possible. When you say, there's a reflection of the face in the mirror itself is the proof for the original face being there. Understand? You don't require, what is the proof of the original face being there? The reflection itself is the proof for the original face being there. Similarly, no vritti jnanam is required for Atma to become the known, the second thing, Atma to become existent. Like what? Just as one light does not need another light to reveal, okay, to come to light. Why? Because light itself is what? Self-luminous. Got it? So, yatha sva atma prakashane, in revealing itself, to reveal itself, light does not require another light. To come to light, light does not require another light. So also Atma does not require any knowledge for it now. To come to light, to become known, or to or for to become existent. அறிவை அறிய அறிவதற்குன்னா. Why do you need knowledge to know the knowledge? Any knowledge itself is because of knowledge. Understand? So, you have to know, knowledge is manifest knowledge. Manifest knowledge itself is the proof for the original knowledge being there. The pure knowledge being there. So, you don't need the manifestation of particular knowledge to know the existence of the pure knowledge. Got it? Because manifestation of any knowledge itself is the proof for the original, now pure knowledge being there. Manifestation of any knowledge itself is a proof for the pure original knowledge being there. There need not become newly some manifest knowledge to know the pure knowledge. Hope you got it. Very subtle. Got it? Now how to know that? How to know that self-knowledge does not require a particular experience? Ourself does not require a particular experience to become experienced, thereby to become existent, to have the status of being existent. Doesn't require. How? He says no. Therefore, any effort you make to know the Atma will be vain effort. Any effort you make, all the efforts you put in to know the Atma will be what? Will be like swimming against the current. Will be vain effort. You want to know what the Atma is, and you go searching for the Atma all over, try to find a better guha, best guha caves. Why? Because you want to go and meditate there and you want to know the Atma. As long as you try, you make efforts to know the Atma, Atma will be going far from you. You'll be chasing Atma. And Atma will be what now? Always at an unreachable distance. And our Pujya Swamiji says, like mist darkness, searching for mist darkness, Mr. Sun goes after her all the time. And that search what now? He is never able to meet her. Only once he wants to say hello to her, and he thinks, seeing my brightness, she'll fall in love with me. So this Mr. Sun goes after this Miss Darkness, and he's never able to meet. In the same way, your search for the knowledge of the self, I'm going to know one particular day Atma. I'm going to have experience of the Atma one day. And by this practicing this special meditation, one day I'll have the experience of the Atma. If you say, your efforts will be vain. All your time and effort will be wasted. That is what is said in the following verse. Nice, isn't it? Very subtle. He's taking off. because nothing in the world is capable of showing, revealing, bringing Atma to light. Okay? If Atma needs to be known, if you think I want to know Atma, I'm going to know Atma, I have to experience Atma, means what is there in the world to reveal the Atma, to make the Atma experienced. Because any experience of anything in the world is possible because of the Atma. And how can Atma be experienced? How can Atma be known? Is there anything else in the world which can reveal Atma, which can bring Atma to light, which can make the Atma known? Nothing. There's no... Okay, why? Because the whole prapancha, so what, however big it is, so what this universe, where is the universe? If I am not there, where is the universe? Indriyani paranyahu, indriyebhyav parammanah, paratastumana, indriyani paranyahu, indriyebhyav parammanah, manasastu para buddhihi, buddhestu paratastu sah. Indriyani parani ahuhu. Oh my God, sense organs are superior. You know why? The whole world will be non-existent. Its sense powers are all closed, non-functional. In deep sleep state, where is the Jagat? Jagat is there or not? Jagat is there. But is it for there for you? The Jagat is absolutely dependent on the sense organs to have the status of being existent. Therefore, in sense organs are superior when from the standpoint of the external world of objects. But indriyebhyaha param manaha. But mind is superior to the senses. Why? Because the attention of the mind is not behind the senses. And like you all will be sitting here physically, keeping your eyes open. You're all staring at me. Your ears are all here only. And nobody's deaf here also, you know, but nothing goes in. Because 9 o'clock, my mind is already gone somewhere. The mind is not behind the senses. Nothing will get registered. Then also what now? Useless. Therefore, there's no Jagat. Turn your mind off, there's no Jagat, okay? Mind is off, Jagat is, nothing is in front of you. Amazing. Therefore, what is now? Indriyebhyaha param manaha. Even the attention of the mind is there, isn't it? Mind attention, because completely some buddhi is in total lost in something. Buddha is not only this knowledge. In a place attention also what now? Only the knowledge takes place. Then it is therefore manasastu para buddhihi. Buddhehe parataha saha. Saha means what now? Atma. Why? Because without it is the Atma in whose presence that there is knowledge takes place. Because of whose presence alone, what now? Therefore, the sense, all the sense powers function. Therefore, Jagat becomes existent. Therefore, this is Atma, isn't it? Therefore, any knowledge of anything in the world is possible because of the presence of the Atma. Because knowledge of anything is manifestation of the pure knowledge. And Atma is pure knowledge. The manifestation of knowledge of anything is the proof for the original knowledge. Do you want any other manifest knowledge to particular knowledge, know the original knowledge being there. If you wait for such knowledge, you try, you can go and you spend. Actually, there's one experience, no? It's like saying, somebody goes to the seashore and stands on the seashore and he stands there. And why are you standing here? I want to have the dip in the ocean. Why are you? Go have dip now, come on. No, I'm waiting for all the waves to resolve. You keep on standing, you're not going to have dip at all. Because ocean will never will all the waves resolve. And on one fine day, when all the waves resolve, I'm going to have dip means what? You will never have the dip. Like that, if you want to know the Atma, there's nothing in the world can reveal the Atma. And you will, what all you have? All the possible means of knowledge you have, all of them are operatable because of the Atma. And using these instruments of knowledge, you want to know the very Atma. Keep trying, you will be utter failure. All efforts will be vain. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. See how important it is to study the basic text. The basic text is it. If we study this text, then we go to Upanishads, it will make meaningful. It makes sense. Today is a very important lesson. What you have learned today is a very, very important lesson.